One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours. Christmas means that He came for you. He came for me to live in me. Hallelujah. To live in me and live through me.
Jesus Christ has given us life eternal. Jesus Christ has given us His name. We're not celebrating for nothing. I want you to remember the Jesus Christ that we celebrate today. Who He was and who He is. He was a healer of our sicknesses and diseases. He made salvation possible. He made it possible that God would live in a human heart. Hallelujah. I want us to go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Because I want you to understand that what Christ has come to do is so powerful. So that every time you celebrate Christmas, these things will come through your mind. And you realize it's more than all the celebrations that, you know, most people have. They don't know what they're celebrating. Thank God they're celebrating, but most don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what it is. Christmas is the Word made flesh. How powerful. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, from verse 9, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation," okay, from the word genos, a chosen breed, a chosen stock. And chosen there really means separated, set apart. Set apart. Same root from where you get to be sanctified, sanctification. Set apart. You're a set apart group. Set apart stock. A chosen stock. A chosen breed. Now, that is so important because he's not talking about just being a choice among many. Oh, I choose this and I choose that. No. He says a chosen stock, a chosen breed. That means it's got something to do with your birth. It's got something to do with your nature. So if you had several chickens and you are looking for a particular stock, it means that you're looking for a particular breed. Not just the way it looks. It's its nature. It's how it was born. So when it says you are a chosen generation, the word's genos. A chosen stock. So he's referring again to the fact that you were born of the Spirit. You're not like everybody else. You were born of the Spirit. Jesus says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So you were born differently from other people. They were born naturally, but you have been born of the Spirit, born of the Word. You are a different stock, a different breed. So he set apart this breed. Remember Jacob in the house of Laban when he was given new conditions for his service. And he had to remove all the spotted and speckled breed. And then he left only the pure breed. And his master said, so whenever you get from this pure breed, spotted and speckled, then that'll be yours. Now, naturally, that was going to be a difficult thing. But he opted for it. And then he made sure, you know the story, he made sure that he actually got the spotted and speckled ones instead of the pure breed. Every time he got the pure ones, the pure breed, he set them aside for Laban. And every time he got the spotted and speckled, which he engaged those animals to do with what he did with the stripes that he put on the rods where they came to drink water. But the point I'm raising here is he separated a certain breed. See, it's the way they were born. He separated a certain breed from others. So he would have come to say, these are my chosen breed. You see that? They were different. So God says about you, you are a chosen breed, a chosen generation. So not generation in terms of 5 generations, 6 generations, and so on in terms of time. No, no, no. He's talking about the breed, the stock. Okay, so we read that scripture. But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Glory to God. Say, I'm peculiar. I'm unique. I'm special. Yeah. That's what it is to be peculiar. Peculiar. I'm peculiar. Everywhere you go in this great world, keep it in your mind that you are peculiar. You're not like everybody else. Wherever you work in that company, you are not like everybody else. You are peculiar. You remember when they listened to Peter and John, the Bible says they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Because Jesus was peculiar. And so those who were with him were peculiar. Glory be to God. Say, I'm peculiar. You got to say it like you mean it. Yeah, I'm peculiar. You at home, say it. Say, I am peculiar. I am special. Yeah, you are. Okay, so he says, a peculiar people that you should show forth the praises of him. Wow, this is huge. To show forth. My. To show forth, exangelo, it means to display. Display. To display. Think about that. Hallelujah.
Yes, it's that time of the year when the word of truth and direction for the coming year from the man of God, Pastor Chris, will be transmitted to billions around the world through radio. Who is given the direction in your city for 2025? sponsor the live transmission of the December 31st New Year's Eve service on major terrestrial radio stations and networks in multiple languages to give billions access to this life transforming program. The program will be transmitted live on this station on Tuesday, the 31st of December, 2024, by 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. Tune in to www.loveoldradio.fm or www.ztunes.org to participate live. You can also download our mobile app from the Love Old App Store, Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store to listen live. Remember to mark your calendar for Tuesday, the 31st of December, 2024. Set your alarm for a 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. Get your family and friends to participate. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794.
God bless you.